Because we're holding Hashem Pei's Septetzvav. Im Yisrael Ve'ena Yehudi Dorim Bo'bay Esachas Tzarek Lizker Mehu Ena Yehudi Ula Arev Ima Yisrael Hagoa Im Yeshu Cholecha Dira Bifnei Atzmai Yehudin Shnei Enam Yehudi Medorim Bechei Gavna Bo'bay Esachas Tzarek Lizker Mishneim. So the case is that each one has his own distinct area which the other person doesn't have right to use. Otherwise, the Jew would function along the lines of the Skira of the Kita of the Goy, like we had before. You know, you would just be able to either rent from the Jew for the Goy and then be Ma'ar with the Yisrael, or it could be you just have to be Ma'ar with the Yisrael. Nun. Each one has their own distinct area. Each one has just a specific area, so the Jew, they're not sharing any that the area, so then it's not considered kisker v'lekita. Or a situation where you had two goyim b'chei gavna, with lemer b'chadar b'yichodim l'cholech, and each one has his own area. So one is not the schir b'lekit to the other. Ha'im dorim b'shutus b'chol abayis. If the two goyim live b'shutus in the bayis, I feel him chulokim b'chol abayis. Rak b'chei rechad yesh b'shutus lishneim lishtamish boy. Or even if they just share a common area. So that'll be the other one go will be the skir l'kit of the other. So you'll be able to rent from one for both. So then b'harbe poskim b'chol kama divrei mo. You have filled mishtamshim b'yachad b'chol akadorim lo mikra yisrael sachar b'lokit. So the Sora is, and one is the, because he's working for him, so then the socher becomes sort of absorbed into the other one. So now he's part of the other one. He represents him. Shutrim erbetzim, distinct and separate. So zok the bir alachem. The remark im yeshu cholecha dir b'nei atzam v'huadin. I'm mishabura mashak savnu b'shem harbe poskim shacholkim b'shutvim. Mishum shakarach shnei mishabu. V'nir dein lahakmer b'zeh ki im linyan balkarchay. Kaimel de mischir b'lekito yisarchem afilu balkarchay. V'zeh ki im shakarach shnei mishabu l'shayach lermer dahabi ki etzol kisir b'lekito. So that one goy should be the representative of the other. They're equal. Well, he's not tovel to the other person. So he can't force his action on the other person, as it were. By Balkorcha, Master Shaloi be Yediya Soi, which maybe the goy would agree. But he has not partaken of the situation at all. He's not familiar with it. The saga filo in maskiro rakla niyak chavezechad. The problem maskiro is people the case of shutvin. In general, a shutvin is there's an assumption in halacha that I allow my shutif to do transactions which will be beneficial for the shutvin. So if we're looking at them as shutvin, see if I'm standing there and screaming no, the shutvin has no power to force it on me. But if I'm not here, and very possibly I'm agreeable, so to, well, one shutvah is doing it for the other. Probably that's part of a shutvah, so that we buy and we sell, we do things. That's part of the raising of shutvahs, whatever. So in a small amount, we expect that we make decisions, especially if the money is going to end up being shared by the two of them. Because we saw that the getter of the schiris, the more it says that the shutvin the kapidah but the muad, it's again a case where the two shutvin and the chotzer that they have certain rights to bring the items in the chotzer because shutvin the kapidah dadi. Since it's basically a similar type of idea, the scenario over here, we're going to argue shutvin the kapidah dadi. All I'm doing is allowing a third party to come in, the Yisraelim over here, to use the property minimally, as it were, to put an item there if they would wish. That's a level of skiris that you need. So I'm not makbir that you, with other shutim, should make such a transaction. Okay. Now there's a beer locha in the previous sip, which I wanted to look at. I just forgot about it. So we had a case where a person was one of the gizborim of the melech, and he was reappointed to a different area of authority. As long as he's still working for the melech, and he's echel pras melech, so the skiris is kayim. So the Berlach just points out, somebody else took over this area of authority. So Gizbar, number one, rented out to the Jews. He's been removed and put somewhere else. A new Gizbar has taken over that responsibility, which you haven't rented from. So you really haven't rented from you. This rental is not from the right person anymore. Well, he's still part of the government. He's moved to move him to something else. So even though there's somebody else, but the vadi ain lo achshav shum shilton al ha'yoris. So the original gizbar clearly has no right to make any decisions vis-a-vis where the Jews live, because somebody else took that over. But he's a scare of the kit of the melech. Hooray. She'ein onu makpidim im yesh zeh she'sachim emenu b'shus al ha'ir. Rakimen shel ha'melech ba'atzo yesh lo b'shus aleim. V'zeh me'avodov yichal miskar mimenu. So long as the melech does have the rights to the city, the fact that the person that you're renting from is the he's a secretary and he has no power over the city, it doesn't make a difference. But the melech does, and you're renting from somebody that is a sacher melachet of the melech, so that's good enough. Okay, so that's going to come out the cheshbon of the din we're saying over here. V'im kein, tzarchi and mizel achayod meklal ayin hay. V'vaytzu l'kamam and simishin tzadiyal. Mr. Bura, they liskar rishus mepikira hachayol neishen l'rishus alayir. Rak misori apali tzai. You have to rent from the police. You can't rent from the the army authorities, because they don't really have power, they don't have any rights, they're not given any rights over the city. So as long as the melech has the right over the government has the right over the city, and this person is being paid by the government, well, so l'chara, the din of the chayyadim doesn't seem to fit well with the lach that we're saying over here. Skip a line. Because it's near l'aniyas daik to shein lichus dibri in the chayyadim. The ma'isa, I'm not going to swerve from the words of the chayyadim. The mishmos of poskim. Skip the parentheses. Then you skir v'lekito shechalim liskir m'menor who m'nei sheyesha v'shus l'ishtamash v'bayis v'chatzur adonai. Now this din of just being paid from the he's on the melech's food list. He's being paid a salary. It's not the lomdus. The lomdus of the kito is he has some type of power over the property. The army has no rights to make any type of actions, decisions vis-a-vis the city. Unless they would do it through under the authority of the police, and them didn't scare with the kito cloud. Fees that did not go can be gizmer shini stalik sirchi in the ma'isa. So this Ramah is really difficult to understand. To ain lo shumer shus ala ear, come ain lo sheres me'amelech. So what's going on? So this din of the Ramah is. Ula Yeshlaimer, Kim and the Dayan Mikabu Prash Rusa Harishana Urlani Spatla Hismanusa Udaik. So it's a little bit of a shikle. He says that this din of the Ramah is difficult to understand. The only thing you could say is Umiyu. Maybe the lumbus is the reason why he's still keeping him on the payroll is because he has some respect for his actions. Because if he had no respect for his actions, he wouldn't keep him on the payroll. So the fact that he rented it out earlier is still a valid action. The melech is indicating that he wants to respect that action which was done earlier by the fact that he's maintaining the gizbar on the payroll. Because he really said, you know, buddy, I'm done with you. Whatever you've done, I don't want to keep anymore. So I probably wouldn't keep him on the payroll either. So it's not so much the point that he still has power and authority, is that it's an indication that the melech wants to keep the actions that the person had done earlier. That's how he wants to suggest the pshat in the Ramah.
That's pshat in the Ramah, but how do you read those words in the Ramah? Yachol Yisrael means in the past?
That was the case.
So that he's saying that part of the Ramah is difficult to understand. Right, but the case the Ramah is discussing really.
The past he's explaining.
Right.
And the current thing he's
leaving share.
Okay.
Isn't this pshat in how Sacha Vilokit works against what the Mishnah Berurah said in Nun Aleph? He's saying it's not really din sacher v'lakut, it's just that somebody has access to the place. And enough, the harbi achron said a dafk has to be a sacher v'lakut.
No, I think they're complementing each other. The lumbus of the of sacher v'lakut is because he's a worker, he has access to all these places. But
therefore, if you are,
and therefore I'm represent, and then but I'm a secondary to you. So therefore, I'm representing you. If I'm shabbat you, I'm not representing you. I'm representing myself. The point of Mr. Burr and Lun Alub is that the point is the subservience versus being shav.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The point of, over here is the point of the access. So the point of Reuel is saying, so this guy has no access because he's now working for the EPA in California. So what does it help me? He's still paid by the government. You know? Okay. Tezayin. Im yesh le'en Yehudi chamisha schirim or lekitim Yisraelim Dorma Besa. So there are, he has servants, he has Jews who are working for him. And they're living there. And Dirosim Khashuba Dira Shiasuzel Zep. They're not considered separate, that they have their own dira, and therefore now there's five Jews that need to do an Erev. The Skiris Shall and Yehudi and Oyser im Skira im Sakami Balabais. Now, the next step is, but we need to address the any hurdles he shows to visit with other people in the chatzar, so that that's not going to answer. No, he's saying that even vis-a-vis them, it's not going to answer. So how will they do that? But when they're schirim, they're being sechir for themselves. If they were, I'm not sure who the they is. It's talking about there's other people there now. I think assuming there was other people there also. So these people don't have to be ma'ariv. They don't have to. They don't have to give contribute to the Erev at all, and the goy's ownership you'll rent from him, or for one of them you could do also. Each one has their own place. Otherwise, of course, they're not gonna. They don't have a dira. Each one has their own room, etc. So, Andy Rossum. We said that they're considered representative of the government, like the Bailim here. You can rent from them because they have a sacrificial Bailim over the place. So now let's turn around and say, well, if so, these people live here. So they have a dindira and they have to contribute to the Erev. No, loy omer al hakel. But they won't ask each other. They don't really have a dira here. The Bahamas ain't dirosim yichadis lahem. They don't really have the property. It's not like they're renting from him. Anytime the guy can get rid of them, so they don't really have the property that they have a dira here. Okay. In other words, if you would have two Jews who actually rent a property from a goy to live, then now they're renters and they have a right to the property. So now they're going to answer. The case there was that they're workers who are given a place to live. So any time the goy can get rid of them, so they don't really have a dira here.
Is the issue their effect on the rest of the chutz or their effect on each other, their right to carry in this common area of this apartment?
Well, both would be true. In other words, they wouldn't affect each other, and they would not need to contribute to the Erev of the chotzer if there'd be other people there. So they're non-entities. The schiris, now he says the lashon over here, the schiris shall any Yehudi ena oyser im sochem velabayis. The Tosafot was talking about uskiroi. What's the loymer? The misachar ben echotzer reshus min ha'akim and tzarach liskam min ha'sachar v'halakit ben hu yisrael ha'akim. So they are insignificant. Once you rent from the goy, we don't care about them. B'zal p'shitahu l'fima the kaimelon tashin rabbanon the rosim sechem mehem reshus chanal. So we're just pointing out, as much as we're giving them this authority, ownership, rights, that you can rent from them, even against the will of the Baal HaBayis. So let's turn it around and be mechayev that they have a dira now and they have to contribute, etc. We have to rent from them or they should contribute. I mean, have a kishnei akum shador mabayish tzorach leis kamei kol echad canal kashalon de lekula minan below the chumrat. Like I said before, that they're not betzim, they're really a non-entity. Okay, mi bala bayish so who did himsakum rishos meachem enoschirim. So, if they would rent from the socher, he represents the Baal HaBayis, and the other skirim are irrelevant. You don't have to rent from all of them. Okay, Yud Zayin. Shtei chatzeres zulifnim izay v'yisrael ben Yehudi b'pnimis v'yisrael b'chitzayin. So you have a Jew and a goy in the middle, the inner one, and you have a Jew in the outer one. But she's still any Yehudi, but instead of yourself, b'pnimis, all the way around. Filo any Yehudi b'pnimis, stay yourself in b'chitzarno. Oyser. Similarly, we said that one goy and one Jew, there's no din of renting from him. Over here, because of the arrangement, it's equivalent to just two Jews there, and now you need to rent from the goy. Some say the case where the heter is when it's a Jew and a goy together in the same chotzer. But if the goy is in the pnimis and the yisrael is bechitzarno, there you would have to rent from the goy. Okay, zulathim is mishabura nundalad nunzayin. I'm sorry, mishisur glam shel pnimis derech chotzer chizan, and they go out through the outer one. So therefore, Oyser, Al Chotzer Chizana Shizkar Rishus Meinachwish, you have to rent from the goy. Tam Kaleidah. So what's the pshat? It only is there's two Jews together with the goy. Chashina Kilu Kulam Dorim B'Chotzer Chizana, they're all sharing the outer Chotzer. Kim the Jesus Raglam Allah Mutsuyim Sham, because they were able to walk through there and they're there regularly. So the gzera still applies. It's not pshat is that the Jew in the outer chotzer joins the Jew in the inner chotzer to live with the goy. So now the Jew can't carry in the inner chotzer. No, because even if he didn't make an Erev, it's only Jew and the goy in the inner chotzer. That's not called, that we said there's no dinaschiras. You're allowed to carry without renting from the goy.
We don't say because that's not common. They wouldn't make a
gezeira
like that.
Well, that's what we said. Right, so there's no din of schiris. But in the outer chotzer, the mice, the outer chotzer is three people sharing, two Jews and a goy. So vis-a-vis the outer chotzer, they need an Erev. They need a schiris, I'm sorry. So in the chotzer penimi, he's able to carry. Chotzer chizan, they wouldn't be able to carry without an eruv and a skiris. Oh my gosh. We discussed this case once before. I'm trying to remember when we discussed it. Can't pull it up. Nuntasesh Bishoimer, Dabal Gabbal, the Bekom Malkum, Yisrael Echidim Akum, and Oser, Philim Dor Bechotzer Achaz, Bechotzer Echod. Normally, one Jew and one Goy, you don't need anything. So, it's one goy on the inside, one Jew on the outside. See the halacha garatvei, but over here it's a problem. The chotzer shahu lifnimi chotzer lav kol yama yadim mi b'mi dor boy yashu kidorim boy gam yisrael mivada akum
kichos the metalta bechitzen also the memor the shor beli skiris b'mokem hakum k'mokem halacha l'natin and kain ki harba chredim dochu zelah mehalacha. So they create this. See, that creates like a kashad marasayan concern of the. It's confusing the people. They don't really cap who lives inside and outside. They might think like there's a another Jew there, and there's which now that's the case which we had before of two Jews and a goy, which needs skiris. Even though that's not true, but the people that'd be confusing to people. Because the whole setup is inner and outer is a confusing setup.
It sounds like a zera lexera. Marasayan is like he's violating
a... It's not a marasayan of kashad, it's a marasayan of confusion. Mm-hmm. So gzeras don't really aren't such an issue. The whole thing is this is all part of the gzera of making sure people do the right thing. So that's the sheet of hold. My wife said, Mr. Bruce said, we don't pass on like it. Let's start your class. Any Yehudi, Shehisker, Beisar, Lichave, Roy, any Yehudi. So Goy A rents out his property to Goy B. Imnisha Loy Shum Tfisa Babayas. So if Goy A still maintains some Tfisa in the Bayas, he's maintaining some items there. So again, not items that he's renting, you know, for the refrigerator belongs to Goye, but Goye Bay is using it. That's not called storing something, but he maintained storage rights in the property. So now you call Mr. Memento, you can rent from Goye. Okay, but let's say he did not keep any tvisa there. So now, if the arrangement is that the goy A, the owner, can remove goy B anytime he wants, so then you can rent from goy A. And if not, he has no tvisa, and the circa cannot be removed for a period of time. Whatever the arrangement is. So during that time, you'd have to rent from the Seicher.
So how would this apply if the Jew?
You basically have the same din.
At least if he doesn't give up his complete rishos to be involved in the Erev, though. If the Jew is renting out to a guy.
The case before is Jews rent because the Jew is staying there. Over here, the Jew is not living there at all. The Jew is just there. So that case over there was the Jew was staying there in the chotzer, and he's not going to rent to a goy to his detriment.
Right.
So but over here, this Jew is living somewhere else. So then you wouldn't argue that. Okay, let's. If there was a third party who had rights to store things there, would also work that you can rent from him because he's like a skriva lakita. It's a person who has rights. It's the Sarkar Goy's property, and Goy number three or Yid number three is using the property also. He's storing things there, so you can rent from him. Okay.